Ephesians 6 says our fight is not against any physical enemy. It's against organizations and powers that are spiritual, and we are to stand firm. Welcome to The Invisible Realm with Troy Albano of Discipleship Duplication, equipping you to be God's warriors for battle against the forces of evil in the spiritual realm. You will learn to exercise authority from the position in Christ and to increase your faith so that you may fight not for victory, but from victory. This spiritual warfare training will give you the ability to stand firm and then to help others stand. Now, here's Troy Albano of Discipleship Duplication.
Letter to Matthew, chapter 17, verse 20. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. Now, how many of us believe we have a greater amount of faith than a size of a mustard seed? Well, if you have faith greater than the size of a mustard seed, it says here, if you were to say to this mountain, move from here to there, it will move. Nothing will be impossible to you. That's a small measure of faith. Now, many of us, I know we believe we have greater faith than that, than the size of a mustard seed. But how many of us, let alone, could speak to a pen on your desk and say to move 1 inch? None of us. But then what kind of faith does it take to move mountains? That's even a small amount of faith, as small as a mustard seed. It must be a unique faith, a different type of faith than human faith. It must be the faith of the Son of God. That type of faith only comes from God. So today, I'd like to talk about three things. What faith is, 2, what faith is not, and 3, receiving is believing. With that said, we've already covered spiritual warfare principle number 1, exercise your authority. Spiritual warfare principle number 2, who are you, our identity. Number 3, look down, it's a matter of position. And 4, today, childlike faith. And we're going through 7 spiritual warfare principles. So we're going to cover 4 today. And so by way of introduction, I'd like to share a story. There are 3 people on a wall that's about 100 feet tall. And their names are Fact, Faith, and Feeling. And they're on this wall that's about 12 inches wide, and it's 100 feet tall. And they have to go the size of a football field, 100 yards. And so Fact is leading the pack. Faith is diligently following Fact. And behind Faith is the person Feeling or Experience. And Faith is doing really well as he keeps his eyes on Fact as they walk forward. But behind Faith is Feeling, who continually nudges on Faith's shoulder. But Faith, again, is looking directly at Fact. But continually, Feeling keeps nudging Faith. Finally, Faith turns around and looks at Feeling. He loses his balance and he falls. You see, Faith, Fact, and Feeling. Fact are the very promises of God. Fact are those things that the Lord God has already accomplished for us. Everything that he's already done for us. We're seated with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. These are the blessed promises that we can do all things in Christ Jesus who strengthened us. We have been crucified with Christ. All of that is past tense. These are facts that has been accomplished in Christ Jesus. So Fact is like someone that has a check, that has money in the bank, and that someone gives you a check. But by faith, you go to deposit it and to cash it, trusting that there is money in that bank. Where feeling withdraws the cash, spends it, and experiences what the fact is. And that is money in the bank. The check is good. Now I can spend money. So with that said, I want to talk about what faith is. So faith. Let's turn to 1 John 5:4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Faith is the victory that has overcome the world. So what is faith? Well, faith is trusting in the character of God. What do I mean by that? Many times when we're praying for a situation, our faith is based on the situation or circumstances changing. But faith is believing and trusting in the very character of God. Why is that? Because the character of God is that it's impossible for him to lie. He is trustworthy and he is reliable. What else is faith? Well, faith is also believing by receiving that it is a gift to be received from God. Faith is a gift to be received. And not something that we can well up, but something to be received. Because it never originates from us. Faith originates from the author and perfecter. And who is that? That is Jesus Christ. We cannot manufacture it. Faith originates from him. Looking away to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. What else is faith? Well, faith is divine persuasion. That is for the believers. He dwells in our spirit and he operates within us, prompting and designed to influence us to believe, to influence our mind, our emotion, and our will. It's divine persuasion. But what human faith is self-confidence. Again, it's not something you could well up or try to bring about, but it is faith of the Son of God. Let's turn to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and delivered himself up for me. Now, when we read this verse, it says, I live by faith in the Son of God. That actual word in the original Greek, it says this, I live by the faith of the Son of God. So it's not even our faith. It's a faith of another. The faith of another that can move mountains, that is so small, just to apply a little faith, as small as a mustard seed, to move mountains, that must be the faith of the Son of God. And that faith dwells in us. It is not human faith. Human faith, again, is self-confidence. But we're talking about the very faith of the Son of God who dwells within us. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So within our being, within our spirit, we are spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And it says, may the God of peace sanctify you thoroughly. May your spirit, soul, and body be made complete, blameless, preserved at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so within our human spirit, Christ, when we receive him, he regenerates our spirit. And our spirit becomes one with his spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. And the very virtues of God in us is the fruit of the Spirit. Fruit, not the fruits, the fruit, singular. It's a person. And one of them is faith. That very faith of the Son of God indwells in us. How do we access this? How do we tap into this? How do we allow faith of the Son of God to work through us? So we'll talk more about that when I talk about point three, believing is receiving, or receiving is believing. But let's go to number two, what faith is not. Well, faith is not something you could visualize in your mind and bring into fruition. It's not something that is of the mind, something you can visualize. That is not faith. Also, faith is not something you can stir up in your emotions to feel it. When a certain situation is there before you and you want to stir up your emotions to feel faith, that is not faith. Again, we're talking about the faith of the Son of God, faith that can move mountains, not self-confidence, not human faith. What else faith is not? Faith is not something you can manufacture or will it to happen. See, because it never originates from us. Faith doesn't originate from us. Faith originates from God. He is faith. And that faith is the very faith of the Son of God. See, what faith is not self-faith, self-confidence. Everything I just spoke about, the mind, you can't visualize it. The emotions, you can't try to stir it up. The will, you can't try to manufacture it. All of that is from the soul. That is human belief or self-confidence. If you want to move mountains, we have to access the very faith of the Son of God. And that is one of the fruit of the Spirit that dwells in us. So we talked about what faith is, also what faith is not. So number three, I'm going to talk about believing is receiving, or receiving is believing. Let's go to John 1, verses 9 to 13. There was a true light which, coming into the world, enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. And the world did not know him. He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So we see here in verse 12 that, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. So believing is simply receiving, or receiving is believing, because faith is a gift from God. Ephesians 2, verses 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God. Faith doesn't originate from us. It originates from the author and perfecter of faith, our Lord. Faith is something to receive. That is, believing is receiving. Not something you could well up. It's something to receive. So, Colossians 2:6. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. All the virtues of faith, the faith of the Son of God, the fruit of the Spirit, is in a person. His name is our Lord Jesus Christ. It originates from him, so simply be open to receive. I use the analogy where if somebody is knocking at the door, and if you just simply open the door and to receive who's at the door to come in, that is receiving. Simply opening the door, just being open to receive. And that person that is knocking is our Lord Jesus Christ. So when we simply allow faith within our spirit to sanctify, saturate our soul, our mind, emotion, and will, we believe in the faith that which is of the Son of God. It's not our faith anymore. It is His faith, which comes from Him, from our human spirit, spreading out our spirit, soul, and body. How do we know? If we turn to Ephesians 4:23, it says, be renewed by the spirit of your mind. Allowing Christ to saturate, sanctify your mind, emotion, and will. When He fills your mind with His mind, because we have the mind of Christ, through the Spirit, it's being renewed by the very spirit of your mind. So we see to have faith is simply by receiving. To believe is simply receiving. Simply receive Christ. Because all the virtues, all the fruit of the Spirit is all in Him. And that includes the faith of the Son of God. We talked about what faith is, what faith is not. And now we also finished talking about receiving is believing. Let me go over another verse real quick. Let's go to Galatians chapter 3, verses 23 through 25. But before faith came, we were kept in custody under the law, being shut up to the faith which was later to be revealed. Therefore, the law has become our tutor to lead us to Christ, that we may be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor. See, I believe faith is a person, and His name is Jesus Christ. Simply receive all that is in Him, because everything that He's accomplished through the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, we have a whole new genealogy. That is new birth. That is being born from above. And the reason why is because Christ was crucified on the cross. He shed His blood. And the blood of Jesus, it justifies us. It deals with our sins. It cleanses us. It makes us whole. As we confess to Him. But the sinner has to be dealt with. And that is where the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ comes in. Not only was Jesus crucified, you too are crucified with Christ on the cross. He dealt with also the sinner, the curse of sin, the power of sin, and also sin itself, the guilt of sin. Not only were we crucified, we too were buried with Christ, and then we rose with Christ, resurrected with Christ, because death could not hold resurrection, not life. And now we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Praise the Lord. I like to talk about or share a story, a testimony that actually happened. And I was with two pastors, and we were praying for an individual who struggled with suicide and many things. And she recently just cut herself. From her wrist all the way to the inner part of her elbow. And she went about 3 to 4 layers deep. She was explaining it to us. And they had to do sutures. It was so deep because she hit, if it was a vein, but it was really deep. And it was not cut perpendicular to the arm, but parallel with the arm from the middle of the wrist towards the inside of the elbow. And she had it glued, sewed up. And while we were praying for her, what happened is there were demonic forces that was gripping her because of a wound that the Lord revealed to us. And the enemy took control of one of her arms and started scratching, trying to dig in to this deep, deep cut that was already sewed up to break it open again. So all of a sudden, I noticed that she fell to the ground, and the other two pastors were saying she opened the wound again. And when I came around, because I was on the other side of the table, there was blood everywhere. I'm not talking about sprinkles. I'm talking about puddles. It was gushing out. Now, I went up to her and I looked at that situation, and the first thing that went through my mind was, she's not going to make it. Call 911. But all of a sudden, the Lord just allowed me to exercise faith. Surely it wasn't my faith, because immediately it was as if I had no choice. Either that arm was going to get healed, or we would have to suffer whatever the consequences that were going to happen. So immediately I looked at her arm, I picked up her arm, and we started putting napkins, thick napkins, like an inch full of napkins to cover it. And she was passed out, and it was just, it turned totally red. It was soaking with blood instantly because of the flow of the blood. So as I saw the arm like that, I told them to replace all those napkins with a bunch of new napkins. And all of a sudden, I just spoke to it. I said, you are going to get healed. That arm, you will stop bleeding. As soon as I said that, and believe me, it wasn't my faith. It was the faith of the Son of God. We pulled off all the napkins, and it was pure white, as if there was not even a drop of blood. She gets up, and the cut is healed. She looks at it, and we cleaned everything up, and she said, why did I even go to the doctors? What's so amazing, she went to the doctors that day and told her doctors, hey, is this okay? Because I had a big wound open up, and they said to her, there's nothing wrong with you. It looks great. It looks fine. Nothing is wrong. The Lord healed that wound right then and there. That was not my faith. That was the faith of the Son of God. Simply, we have to be open to receive it, to exercise our will, and to speak to that mountain. Praise the Lord. This is Spiritual Warfare Principle number 4, Childlike Faith.
We are up against the unseen power that controls this dark world and spiritual agents from the very headquarters of evil. The good news is that we can put on the whole armor of God to resist evil and to stand. Are you standing firm? This spiritual warfare training on the invisible realm from discipleship duplication will help you clearly understand the unseen realm and the battle you face so you can fight from a position of victory. Troy Albano has a deep awakening to the spiritual realm and learned the authority that we have over demonic forces. He shares personal testimonies, and he equips you to be awakened, aware, and to overcome in the battle. Visit discipleshipduplication.com to learn about his 7 spiritual principles of warfare so that you may stand firm. Tune in next week at this time to be further strengthened. DiscipleshipDuplication.com. Christ is victor.